All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Pebbles is not happy with me this morning. Judging by the DM I got on Instagram yesterday, I know Pebbles is not happy.
What happened? Because I'm clueless about what's going on right now.
Okay. So
you might not be either.
Well, okay. Occasionally, we get visitors here at the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Occasionally, not a lot, just every now and then. I know it's frowned upon by the higher ups here, but on days like today, where it's kind of light in the office, I know the regular hours are we're closing our offices today early.
Right.
Kind of like a skeleton crew type thing. So
when
I got.
Where the bones?
I've never heard that. That's hilarious.
Good stuff.
I got a text message yesterday from one of our promotions coordinators, Caitlin, because she knows how much I love animals. Mm-hmm. Love animals, right? She sends me a text.
Oh, boy.
There's going to be a puppy in the studio tomorrow at 9. Although I take that back. She didn't say in the studio because we know how Pebbles is when it comes to animals.
Yeah.
But. She said there's going to be a puppy at the station tomorrow at 9. This was yesterday at yesterday afternoon. Uh-huh. Of course, I get all excited. Okay, I need to know whose dog is it? What kind of breed of dog is it? Where is the dog going to be? I need all the details. So she's just telling me. And so I screenshotted the conversation. I put it on Instagram. I was like, at Melissa on the radio, by the way. I was like, just so everybody knows, this is the best text I've gotten all week. Within 30 seconds, Pebble sends me a DM on Instagram. This dog ain't coming in the studio.
That's right.
And I knew that
thank
already.
Thank you, Leroy.
Yep. I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it already. But the dog will be in the building, and Pebbles is not thrilled.
Listen, I know you all love your animals, and that's great. I'm happy for you. I really am. Because
Are
I know.
You?
Yes, I am. Because I know that dogs and cats and all these animals bring you so much joy. And
they
I'm
really
happy.
Do.
They do.
I could
and I
pets,
think that's great.
I could literally be having the worst day of my life. But if I see a puppy,
right.
I turn into, I can't even
and
explain.
I'm, and I'm really happy for you. But I think that there are places that it's appropriate and places where it's not. And in a place of business, I'm sorry, it is not. I've seen it here. And we've even had instances where there's crap on the floor.
Yes, we have.
Right?
Yes, we have.
I've seen it in a restaurant that I was at. And it was not a service dog. Let me just say that because I understand that.
Right.
No.
Our coworker at the country station next door used to bring in her dog until one of the bosses said something to her. Kind of like, hey, listen, like, it's cool, but if you start doing it, everyone else is going to start doing it. Because I remember back before, it was more common. People, like the salespeople, would bring their dogs in, like, on an almost weekly basis. And as much as I love it, I do get it. Another story yesterday, I was at the doctor's, you know, just sitting there in the waiting room for an hour and a half, but that's besides the point. A woman walked in and she was had an appointment. She walked in and Pebbles, I immediately thought of you with a dog and a baby stroller.
See what I'm saying?
She legit walked in like it was nothing. The dog was sitting in a baby stroller and it was zipped in so it could breathe, but it was still kind of enclosed in something. There's, I do see your point, Pebs. I do, you know, because people could be allergic, and that is a nuisance.
It's that, but however, I also want to say this. Please don't come at me, pet lovers.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why sometimes you're afraid to say anything, because...
I'm going to say it.
What you got?
All right, so you saw a dog and a baby carriage.
Baby stroller.
I just want to know from pet lovers... It seems like y'all care more about pets than
actual
human beings.
Absolutely. I'll admit it.
It's true.
I'll admit it right now. And I'm not going to say, no, not all humans, obviously. No. Listen, I will just say that there are pets that I do like more than some humans.
Wow.
Some humans on this planet are absolute a-holes. I would take a dog that's going to be loyal to me till the day I die.
Yeah, if you're comparing like a, you know, an a-hole to like a nice dog.
I don't know, but I'm with you, Pebbles. No pets in the building. We're still working.
Bring it on. What time is it right now? 7:38?
Yep.
An hour and 20 and counting. The puppy's coming
and
in.
And see, this is where you make your point, Leroy, because Melissa complains about people bringing their kids in.
Okay. I'm going to defend myself on the kids situation, okay? Real quick.
Remember that human beings.
Like kids. I like kids. And I've gotten more fond of kids and old people over the past couple years. No, listen. Good kids that are behaved. When you're bringing your child to the office and the child is running amok, which a lot of the ones that come in here do, up and down the halls. That's wrong
crap
too.
On the floor.
If you're bringing a pet, a child, anything to an office building, you need to control them. True. They can't be running amok. And 90% of the kids that come into this building.
Your word of the day,
yes,
amok.
Yes, Pebbles, I like that word. 6.9% of the kids that come in this office are running amok, and it's annoying. Bring your kid, but give them a freaking coloring book and put them in the office and put them to work.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2A 1332.